Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, it's January, so I imagine that you, as well as most of us, have set our goals for this year, or at least you've started them. You know, goals provide us with a direction or a destination, you might say, for where you want to go, either in your personal life or in your job or in your business. You know, once you establish your goals, where you want to go, then you begin to take action in order to get there, to get to your destination. And as we all know, there will likely be roadblocks and detours on the journey this year as you head toward your goals. You know, many years ago, God set a goal before His people. His goal for them was the Promised Land, a place they could call their own. But they had a journey to get there with detours and roadblocks. And one big roadblock came when Moses sent out a group of 12 to look into the Promised Land, to check it out before they got there. 12 spies went into the Promised Land to check out what was awaiting them there, like any good leader would do. Well, when the spies returned from their mission after 40 days of checking out this land of milk and honey, they brought back some of the lush fruit, and they said, yes, it is indeed full of milk and honey. But only two of the 12, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a positive report that absolutely it's a lush land. And while there are challenges, while there are people there in fortified cities, we absolutely can defeat them and take them and claim this land, like God said. Well, the other 10, nah, they weren't like Joshua and Caleb. They said, no way. There's no way that, yes, the land is filled with lots of lushness, and yes, it is fortified, but the people are huge, and they're well-equipped, and there's no way we can defeat them. They said, we look like grasshoppers compared to how big and well-equipped they are. No way can we take that land. Well, welcome to what author Erwin Lutzer calls the grasshopper complex. It happens when we exaggerate the difficulty of obeying God. Has that ever happened to you? Well, if we're being honest, it happens to all of us. We set our goals for the year. We might even go to conference, get all fired up, come home, and then, yikes, how am I going to do this? Ah, what was I thinking? It's too hard. It's too much. It's too big. It's too demanding. I'm not made for this. Maybe I'll just get an eraser and change these numbers and downplay this. Well, that's the grasshopper complex at work, renting space in your head, as they say. As Erwin Lutzer writes in his book, Conquering the Fear of Failure, on page 15, he writes, but it is always easier to see giants than to see God. In the presence of powerful enemies, we tend to revise downward our estimate of God's faithfulness and power. We adopt the grasshopper complex whenever we turn away from a God-given challenge for fear that we lack the resources to tackle it. Think for a moment about your greatest goal for this year, your big gotta-do-it goal, the number one thing you want to accomplish or improve or overcome. Think about how good you will feel when you accomplish it, when you reach your destination. Now, think about the time between now and when that deadline is to reach that goal. Maybe it is at the end of the year. Maybe it's in 6 months from now. Maybe it's just a few weeks from now. But between now and the deadline date lie five giants that our author has identified that we want to be aware of. Number one, it's a doubting heart. a doubting heart. The majority of God's people doubted and did not believe God would be with them on their journey in the promised land. They grew hard hearts toward God. We want to be aware of any tendency of doubting that God is with us, even when we face challenges and difficulties on our journey toward our goal. Be aware of a doubting heart. Number two, the giant that we might face along the way is a distorted self-image. Remember, 10 of the 12 spies were the ones who came back with the distorted self-image, that the people they would face were so big that God's people looked like grasshoppers to them. Well, our author writes this on page 18 at the top. He writes, "We all think that people perceive us just as we perceive ourselves. The grasshopper complex causes us to feel inferior to situations or even people that we, under God, are well able to confront. Like looking into a bent mirror, we distort ourselves and our enemies, our challenges, and even our God." We might get that distorted self-image, thinking we can't, but leaving out the God part. We might face the third giant. The third giant is a double mind. You know, God's people had one foot in the desert and one foot looking back at Egypt, even though that's where they had been enslaved. They had one eye on God and one eye on the world. And as we know, that will never work. But might we be prone to that when we face challenges with our goals? One eye on the goal, but one eye on just maintaining status quo, on just doing what everyone else is doing, just get by? Well, our author writes this on page 21. Double-mindedness is a leading cause of the grasshopper complex. The eye that shifts its focus between God and the world will lack the stability to take confident steps in exploring new horizons for the glory of God. You know, God laid that goal on your heart, and it's going to help you grow in ways that you probably haven't grown before, and explore new horizons for the glory of God. Keep your eyes focused on God, not on the world. The fourth giant, a desire for security. The fear of failure gripped God's people back then, well, just like it can grip us now. They were afraid if they went to battle, they might lose, they might fail. So they rationalized if they didn't fight, they couldn't lose, right? Wrong. They would have died in the desert and never seen the promised land if they didn't face the challenge and fight. Oh, how this one, desire for security, can really trip us up. When our desire for security stops us from tackling challenges that are inevitable to pop up between us and our goal. Our author writes this at the bottom of page 21. Some people avoid failing only because they never have a decent chance to fail, meaning they play it safe. They take no risks at all. To them, security is such a high priority that they would prefer to do nothing than try something that might not succeed. Oh, that desire for security. Oh, that can absolutely trip us up toward reaching our goal. And the fifth giant, a despising of weakness. God's people didn't want to face a stronger foe for fear their weakness would show. Pride does that to us. God teaches that pride goes before the fall. He wants us to face our challenges just as we are, in our weakness, knowing that when we are weak, then He is strong. When we admit that we aren't able to meet the challenges we face, we're right. But God is able, more than able. Our author writes this on page 22. God did not want them to be strong. He was quite willing for them to remain weak so that He could make up for their deficiencies. Strategy and strength would have its place, but faith in his promises was even more important. God makes up for our deficiencies when we face our challenges and say to ourselves, I can't do this. Oh, we're right. But God, he makes up for our deficiencies. Well, the five giants that stand between us and our goal, a doubting heart, a distorted self-image, a double mind, a desire for security, and a despising of weakness. Take a look at those and identify the one that is standing in your way right now as you are starting on your goal journey, and ask God to help you face it, not turn from it. You don't want to spend years of wandering in the wilderness, settling for mediocrity, when God has a promised land waiting for you, and he goes with you. Well, thank you for listening. And I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.